This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 16th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Theater Squared's fourth annual Arkansas New Play Festival takes the stage May 18th through the 20th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studios. Stage readings include The Football Project by Samuel Brett Davis, The Spiritualist by Robert Ford, and more. 443-5600 or theater2.org for tickets or more information.
On this midweek edition of our program, stories. We'll hear some of the stories associated with Evergreen Cemetery in the middle of Fayetteville. From a world-renowned architect, one of the more notable ghost stories in Missouri, there are dozens of tales connected to Evergreen.
And we'll also take a tour of the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies, a place that exists to share the stories of Arkansas.
And finally, while it may be too early to actually handicap the 2014 governor's race, it's not too early to discuss who might be running. Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net takes a look at the possible field and more. That's in our second half hour.
First, Governor Mike Beebe is selecting a retired colonel in the Arkansas National Guard as the next director of the state's Office of Veterans Affairs. Yesterday, the governor announced Alicia Sissy Rucker would take over the position. The governor's spokesman, Matt DeCampbell, says Colonel Rucker is a strong leader and has held a number of leadership positions in the Guard that make her an ideal candidate for the Veterans Affairs position.
A lot of the problems have manifested themselves, yes, in some of the financial problems we've seen, especially with the Little Rock Veterans Home and some problems on the administration level. And yes, he thinks that she's the right person to go in there and get to the bottom of what caused those problems and make sure they're rectified.
The previous administrator, Dave Fletcher, retired Monday following an audit that was critical of the agency's financial oversight.
An event several years in the making in Fort Smith will be closer to happening this afternoon as a statue of legendary Deputy Bass Reeves is escorted to the city by a motorcade of police vehicles from Oklahoma. Craig Pear is the president of the Bass Reeves Legacy Initiative, and he says today's arrival of the statue will be quite a spectacle.
It's going to be, there's going to be several police cars in the front, and then there'll be the, you know, the big tractor trailer with the statue on it, and then there'll be a big long line behind them. There's going to be a crane right there, so as soon as they get over the bridge, we're going to go ahead and park it, and we're going to start unloading it and get it set and get it mounted right then and there.
The statue will be covered after the installation until a formal unveiling takes place on Saturday morning, May 26th. Between now and then, there are several Bass Reeves-related events that will be held throughout the city. We'll have more about the statue later on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
Arkansas's wheat farmers are starting their harvest early this year. Growers began cutting wheat last week, earlier than in recent years, when the harvest was typically begun in June. Doug Petty, a wheat expert with the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service, says the warm winter helped the crop.
It was warm, but the weather wasn't too wet, and that promotes a lot of diseases and such on wheat. So it really turned out to be a real good winter for them. The warmer winter actually gives it more heat units, which makes it grow faster.
Doug Petty says winter wheat can be profitable for farmers who can sell it as feed and plant soybeans in the crop's place.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will move into its final SEC series of the regular season with an extra inning win added to the ledger. Last night at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, the Razorbacks defeated Louisiana Tech 6-5 in 10 innings. Arkansas is now 36-17 and will open a three-game series with Tennessee at Knoxville Thursday night. Meanwhile, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals used three solo home runs to defeat Tulsa 3-1 last night and move to within three games of first place in the Texas League North Division. The two teams play again today in Tulsa.